Don't forget to follow Mac and T on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and Twitch under the handle Off All Day Podcast. Enjoy the show. Oh, and there like might be spoilers here. So like totally check the show notes for details.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Back and see in the glow of neon lights, debate the fate of Hollywood's flights. The iron claw stirs their eager minds, a film that with intrigue tightly binds. She frowns slightly, recalling a show. Ricky staticky, humor too low. It lacked the grace of clever chess, left me yearning for something best. Mac listens, his eyes are light.
Another movie on my watch list is The Iron Claw.
Not, that doesn't even sound familiar. Is it? Is this a kung fu movie of sorts? Martial arts movie of sorts?
Well,
I don't know if that sounds racist, but like I think of like Iron Claw as like like someone that should be in Kung Fu Hustle.
It's actually a wrestling movie about, it's based on a true story.
Is that with Zac Efron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That is my extent of, that's the extent of my knowledge. I've seen one screenshot, one still of Zac Efron looking kind of gross, but tell me more. Is it along the lines of, The Wrestler?
With Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
I think so, but better.
Okay. was that it?
No, I was thinking, I was trying to see what it was on, if it was on anything, because I checked, I think I checked last week, and it wasn't on Prime yet. Or I think it was, but it was for like $20 to rent.
Ooh.
Because it was still fresh.
Right.
But yeah, I was just looking to see if it was on anything yet so I could watch it finally.
Okay. So what's the story behind it then? You said it's along the same lines of The Wrestler. Is it like a comeback story? Like he's down and out, or is it the story of his career in general? I'm actually really not that well versed in The Wrestler either. I just know that
it's about a family, the Von Erichs. It's basically a biopic movie. So it has Zac Efron. It has one of the gentlemen from Shameless and that show The Bear, the main character, and it just follows their family and kind of the wrestling industry, and their family in particular had a, like, every single one of them either died or so they died by like either suicide or natural causes or unnatural, I guess. I don't know how you want to call it. But they were kind of, they were very famous in like WWE. But then all these tragedies happened like one after the other. And, you know, when they did happen, they started calling it like the Von Erich family curse, you know, because these things just kept happening. But I guess the dad was just a real asshole and kind of was, he was like the Joe Jackson of wrestling.
Okay.
He just treated, you know, his sons like shit and worked them to just be perfection. And it drove some of them to, you know, commit suicide. And I think one died in like his hotel in Tokyo because he had some sort of like stomach illness. But two of them died by suicide. And then the one that Zac Efron plays is still alive. But yeah, it kind of just goes into their family in depth and kind of behind the scenes of wrestling, of what it was like. It's a real, apparently it's a real real tearjerker, so.
Ah, okay. Man, you know, Zac Efron, sometimes he does really good stuff. And then sometimes he does really bad stuff. Like, I can't quite pinpoint where his career is or where it should be. But, yeah, man, I like when I like, when he's in something I like, I really like it. And then when he's in something I don't like, I'm just kind of like, why are you doing this, man?
You could be doing so much better.
Yeah, yeah. Liz and I just watched him in Ricky Stenicki the other day. And, ooh, boy, that was, it was bad. Like, it had some okay moments, but, man, it seemed like it was maybe a little bit beneath him. It was just like a regular raunchy R-rated comedy.
Is that the one with John Cena?
Yeah. It maybe 10 years ago, people probably would have really loved it, you know, like, or long, or maybe even farther back, you know, like back in the days of when like Wedding Crashers and stuff were super popular, like the Hangover type movies were super popular and stuff. It felt a little out of place with a lot of the stuff that you just generally see today. It was nothing but sex jokes and dick jokes, and it had an okay cast. Like Zac Efron, when he's good, he's good. Had William H. Macy in it. I like John Cena, and like a couple other people that like I recognize from other things, but can't tell you what their names were.
Yeah.
But man, all like literally sex joke, dick joke every 2 minutes. It was constant. Like John Cena was like a washed up actor who he sang covers or parodies of popular songs, but they were all sex related and dick related.
Mm-hmm.
And, Zac Efron and his friends hire him to pretend to be their fake friend. The whole idea was that Efron and his two best friends when they're kids, they accidentally burn down a guy's house as a Halloween prank gone wrong. And they blame it on a fictional kid named Ricky Stanicky. And then they realize that when they get away with it, they can just use Ricky Stanicky as a scapegoat for whatever they feel like doing or whatever they get away with. And then they grow up and they keep using him or using his name and using him to get out of stuff. And his family, they're Efron's family, like all these people's families, like kind of like begin to question whether Ricky Stanicky is real. So they hire John Cena to be the fictional Ricky Stanicky to prove that he's real so that they can keep using him to lie. And it was not great. I wouldn't even say it was good. There was a few moments that had me legitimately laughing, but for the most part, I suppose if you're into that kind of humor, probably pretty solid. I'm not super big on raunchy comedies to begin with, so I don't know what I was actually expecting. It's kind of on me that I watched a movie that I disliked.